Pretty Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival, and today I'm in company of the director and the main actress of Petting Zoo, screening here in Panorama Special, Micah Maggie and Devon Keller. Welcome, girls, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
So, Micah, the first question is a basic question. How does it all start? Since that's your first feature film, so the idea and everything.
The idea for Petting Zoo is a collection of like personal stories and also stories of girls that I worked with in different acting workshops over the years. I grew up in San Antonio. This film takes place in San Antonio. We shot it in my high school. Devon went to the same high school I went to, and so we just had a lot of experiences in common, and we tried to draw on these common experiences to make a story that would kind of be a story that could happen to just about anyone in that situation.
Yeah, that's what I like about it, because it's in a certain way it's very related to San Antonio and, you know, the society there, what happens there, but every teenager and every person, including me, could relate to this. And but the way you're portraying is that's so delicate, and at the same time these teenagers, you're so strong and aware of things. And how I wanted to know how you developed this character.
Well, what was very important for Devon playing the role, I believe, is that she never felt sorry for the character, because the character didn't feel sorry for herself. So we wanted to show a story of someone who was creative in her environment and went through things and found ways to get through them, and that it was never going to be a victim story. It was always a survivor story. That was very important. And Devon did a fantastic job of portraying that inner strength and also the vulnerability behind the hard facade that a lot of teenagers have to put up to keep themselves safe. So
I read in the press notes, but I wanted to hear from you how you two met.
We were at school function. It was like a fashion show, because we had that like department, and I guess they were giving away free prizes, and I won a burrito from Taco Bell. And when I went up to get my coupon, I guess Micah has seen me, and she asked me to be in her film, or I guess to audition for the film. And you know, I was just kind of, you know, iffy. It's just, I've never seen her before in my life. So I was like, you know, I don't know what she's up to. And then later on, I was at a theater showcase, and I was actually in it, and she was in the audience. And then that was the day she was like, I'm going to get your number. I'm going to get your mom's number, and you are going to audition. And so I auditioned, and it was, I'm so glad I did. I'm so glad I did. So
I always ask directors that portray, that talk about coming of age films and portray that moment in our life that I will never like to go back to. If the secret to tell a story so deeply and so intense is to stay always connected to that period of your life, that time in your life, yeah, to never forget how it felt to be a teenager and to potentially be able to do everything. And
I mean, it is about that. It is about that special moment, but it's also about the kind of when you burst the bubble a little bit and you start to realize that the world you're living in is also a world that you can have influence over. Because I think as a kid, everyone else is telling you where to go and what to do, and as you become an adult, you start to sift through all those other value systems that are all around you and try to find your own value system. So for me, this film is a lot about that, just sifting through the environment and trying to find your own opinion on it, and to stand on your own two feet and to know where you are, to finally realize who you are, where you are, and hopefully a little bit why you are, you know? I hope, yeah.
And another thing that I liked is that she struggles her own way to find herself. But even if some decisions are like forced into a life, for example, to keep the baby, something that she doesn't decide, she's, let's say, forced psychologically to do that. When there's a moment in which she, let's say, have as this baby, you could actually see what could have happened if she could have become a mother, and you see that she would have been able to be a good mom, even if that wasn't exactly their first choice.
I think by then she had, you know, she had lost her grandmother, and I think that the grandmother was a big influence on her decision of keeping it, although you don't exactly see that in the film, but you see that all of her family is wanting her, they don't, you know, they want her to keep it, and so basically her decision is made by her family, but I mean, she, you know, she takes the decision, and it's her own in the end, and I do think that she would have been ready, she would have been able to, you know, like, have this baby. She loved it enough, you know, by then she had grown to really love it. I mean, I don't think she really, like, believed that she was, like, I guess actually pregnant for a lot of it, you know, she's kind of, like, in denial a lot, but, but, I think she would have been able to. I mean, what am I trying to say? I guess, I mean, the love was there, you know, the attachment was there. I think there was a lot of attachments of people she had lost in this baby, and, you know, she lost the baby, and so I guess it's more of a bigger emotional, you know, I guess, harm, because, you know, she's kind of just losing a lot of the things that she thinks she has, you know, or that she did have at one point. So I think that's important, because by then she is able to have it, but she can't.
The choice to have, let's say, no professional actress, but you're perfect, but I think it was the perfect choice, because he had the sense of reality. Not because they're not acting good, but because they have this real imperfection. I don't know if I'm expressing it correctly, that you can really relate to every character as you were there. And I don't know if that was the reason for your choice.
Well, I guess a lot of acting teaching is kind of, I think that they're teaching you to pretend, and so I would say that all of my actors were really acting, but none of them were pretending, and I found in casting more quote-unquote professional actors that they somehow had been taught to portray something, so they were working from outside, from a kind of stereotype a lot of times, and they would look at the character instead of allowing themselves to explore the character. And it was important for me that my actors who did act were able to find their character from a like kind of truthful and personal place, I guess, and that's why I chose those people. I also chose them for themselves and their personality, and they're all bright, sparkly, beautiful, strong individuals as well as good actors. So I was very fortunate to have found them, but it took a lot of looking.
Good luck for the film. Thank you so much for being with me and on Fred.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I hope you enjoyed the movie then.
Okay, thank you. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.